Hello and welcome to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with relevant news, recent developments, and must-have information about what's happening inside the Mat-Su School District.
Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio today Steve Payne, who is the Mat-Su Borough School District Emergency and Preparedness and Safety Manager. Welcome, Steve.
Good morning, Mike.
Jillian Morrissey is normally asking these questions, and I'll try to do my best to replace her today. She's on a trip and will be back soon. But I guess the first thing I'm curious about is this the first time the Mat-Su Borough School District has had an emergency preparedness and safety manager?
Actually, the position came about in 2015, so it's still fairly new. It's important to have a safety manager for 2,200 employees and almost 19,000 students. So,
Right. Before we launch into what you do, what have you done? What's your background that brought you to this position?
My background's primarily law enforcement. I spent 20 years and 25 days in the United States Air Force, and it's kind of like a small town police, department, patrolman okay. type of thing. So primarily in a patrol car and run around doing those things, and did a little bit of time in corrections. About 7 years of safety experience up on the North Slope, working with the safety folks up there in that strict environment.
Okay. All right. Well, let's turn to what you're doing now, because as I understand, there are things called school safety audits at the beginning of each year. People are used to auditing either the IRS or perhaps they belong to an organization that's audited. But how do you do a school safety audit?
Well, I head into the schools and meet up with the staff, primarily the principal and assistant principals, and we talk about safety practices in general, security practices. Each year I have an emphasis, items that I work on, primarily like this year it's Alamar radio communications in case of earthquakes or disasters.
Let's pause for a moment for the listener that doesn't know what Alamar is. Tell us what Alamar means. If not the acronym, what does it do?
Alamar is basically the system that the state troopers use and EMS utilizes for once your main landlines are down. I mean, they use it as their primary, but we'll use it in case the main landlines are down or cell phone towers are jammed up.
Okay. Very good. So go on. The rest of the audit then.
The rest of the audit, this year's focus has been a lot on our district uses ALICE protocols for active intruders. And we have a lot of different security systems set up in the schools that I don't think the public is aware of. We're trying to communicate that out more, send that home with students as much as possible, invite parents to see what we do in the school as well when we run ALICE drills. We do an ALICE drill at the beginning of the year, early on in the semester, and then early on second semester. But it's the lockdown drill, or, ALICE is obviously an acronym for alert, lockdown, inform, counter, and evacuate, so that students and staff alike are empowered to make decisions that could save their lives.
I'm guessing that this is pretty much a nationwide effort, given the events that have happened over recent years, and probably in the state also. Do you meet with other safety managers around the state in any way? Is there a way for you to share information, et cetera, an organization of some sort?
I do work with the Borough Preparedness Office, Casey Cook,
okay,
Borough Emergency Manager, Bill Morrow over at the Red Cross. And I was working with Joe Schmidt, and we would share information about what ASD was doing, Anchorage
sure.
School District. And
right.
Joe has since retired.
Right.
He's out making retirement look great. So I haven't met his replacement yet, but as much as possible, we definitely work with all the entities around. We just had a law enforcement summit / forum where we did a tabletop exercise for active intruder incidents, and with all the police, well, local police chiefs, the troopers. It was definitely a great event so that we could look and see if we had any holes in our program.
Okay. So you've essentially talked about a tabletop exercise and drills. There are local drills in schools too?
Yes. So the ALICE drills are done, like I said, first and second semester. And the principals are at liberty to do more ALICE drills, obviously. If they wanted to do a monthly, they can.
Right.
We try not to disrupt this academic day as much as possible. But monthly, there's the monthly fire drill. And then each semester we also do the bomb drills and earthquake drills. So, we keep them pretty busy. Fire drills are down to a science. This year, in an effort to prepare students and staff for what has become a new threat with active intruders that are pulling fire alarms, setting those off to have students pour out into areas where they're easy targets. Now we have initiated a new program where we have basically it's a cardboard sign that they can use. It's a warning sign, and they place it out in the hallways to make the staff and students see that. If that were a dangerous person in the hallway or an actual fire, then they have to react in a different manner. So it's kind of it's an effort to increase situational awareness instead of just maybe going through the motions. You know, a fire drill can Sure. become pretty standard. We go this way and we keep our head down and we don't run and we're safe. But now we have to be situationally aware and look around and see what could be a worse problem in our environment. So,
okay. Schools and school areas are kind of special places in my experience. And not only, there's an obvious one that usually a school zone has a slowdown if you're driving by. You don't travel fast through those zones. But those zones are, as you were talking, I'm guessing larger places than the school buildings. Do you have anything in particular to say about things outside of the building, like the playgrounds, areas around it, any kind of approach that says there's a wider look at emergencies or potential dangers, et cetera? Or are you pretty much just focused on the school grounds themselves?
We do look at the surrounding areas of the schools. We're currently working with the borough on our Safe Route to School.
Exactly, that kind of thing.
Plan.
Right.
We're hoping to work for more funding to ensure that there's, let's use for example, Denina out off of KGB, Muddy Knickknack Road right. out there. There's little to no lighting leading to the school. You do have students that walk or ride their, bicycles to those schools. So we're looking to make those areas safer in an effort with the borough, lighting, crosswalks. We're constantly taking parent feedback and also assessing it ourselves and trying to make those areas as safe as possible. School zones, I appreciate that you brought that up. Local law enforcement does what they can to float through school zones and help people adhere to the speed limits. The way I look at it is if you're down here and you're pulling off onto Golcana Street into a school zone and you're late, you're already late. So well, probably should adhere
just be
to
late.
It. Right, right. Buses, we have a lot of bus red light runners that'll pass the buses and stuff. So there's a big push with local law enforcement to try to assist with that as much as possible.
Okay.
Keep the kids safe.
Moving on then, segueing a little bit to parents working with their kids at home, what kind of tips and kinds of things that can bolster what we're talking about?
You know, we're moving into that dark time of year, and what I would really like to have parents work on is reflective material for their kids, for the students. You know, everybody sees them. If we don't have snow, it makes visibility even worse. You know, we have students that bus drivers cannot see at bus stops until they're almost right at the bus stop. Reflective material on backpacks, clothing, something so that the kids are safe and can be easily identifiable as they're moving down the side of the road or whatnot. Preparedness for parents. You know, obviously you can go into the whole earthquake preparedness and information, but I do want to put out there that the 10th Annual Emergency Preparedness Expo is going on at the Menard Center on 9/29, 10 to 3, and come on down and have a free hot dog and chips and maybe look at their preparedness displays and participate in that. It'd be a great time for your kids and family alike to get those preparedness tips in case of disasters.
Right. It's a family-friendly event. 10 years. Bea Adler has been long involved with EMS here in Borough, and she's still involved with preparing that. Each year it gets better, bigger. It's moved venues from one place to another, and now the Menard Center seems to be a good locale for it. Yes.
I also wanted to share with everybody, Mat-Su Borough School District has an app. You know, everyone, students, parents alike, are walking around with these phones, and now we have an app where you can get information delivered to you quicker, and there's also a tip line feature on that app if you download it. So if your students, your children, are having issues with bullying, if there's a safety topic that you want to talk about, you can put in on that tip line. And you can choose which school you're discussing, and the information goes mm-hmm. right to those administrators, or it goes to an administrator over at our facility, and we take that stuff very seriously. We jump right on it. So,
very good. And that app, I'm guessing, is obtained either from the school district's website or app stores around, it runs on most of the well-known smartphones that we use.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, that's good. Is there anything else we have not talked about that it would be important to share with listeners about emergency preparedness and all of this that involves schools and kids and the rest of it?
You know, I think we covered it pretty good this morning.
I had one thought because this is one that is kind of an interesting piece, I think. If a parent or a student notices something that seems to be out of order, something that is suspicious of some sort, whatever that means, what should they best do in terms of reporting or, you know, when in doubt, you might just want to just share that with someone. Who would they share that with?
They could call the main school district number over at the administrative building. They could call my office directly at 761-4031 and make it known to me. And I'm really good about getting back to folks and running those things down. We want to make sure that it's the safest environment possible for your kids. So,
okay. Mike Malevsky here. This is Inside the Schools. I've been standing in for Jillian Morrissey. She'll be back next week. We've been talking with Steve Payne, who's the Mat-Su Borough School District Emergency Preparedness and Safety Manager. Steve, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Mike. It's been great.
You've been listening to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with information about what's happening in the Mat-Su schools. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, this station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.